Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. We are coming to you again today from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I am in a makeshift studio inside a closet in my hotel room, so I am hopeful that the audio quality is not too diminished for you all. Here's what you need to know in politics for Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. Today is a huge day for one of the big questions about the Biden presidency, and that is, will Joe Biden's dream for a big bipartisan accomplishment meet to live another day, or will that dream be dashed today? I say that today is such a critical day to answer that question because today, Chuck Schumer, the Democratic Senate Majority Leader, has set this arbitrary deadline for a vote to move ahead. This is a procedural vote to basically move onto the bill of this bipartisan infrastructure package. Now, here's the deal. There is no bill actually to move onto yet. As you know, several weeks back, Joe Biden and Senate Democrats and Senate Republicans, a group of about 10, shook hands on a bipartisan infrastructure framework. And there were lots of details to figure out. Those details are still being figured out, specifically how to pay for this $1.2 trillion package. Remember, this is the hard infrastructure, roads, bridges, tunnels, broadband, that kind of thing, which has had rhetorical bipartisan support over the years, but we've never seen it actually materialize. And so what Joe Biden wants here is a big bipartisan accomplishment. But here's the rub. Democrats are not willing to just wait and wait and wait for Republicans to come around and say whether or not they are indeed going to move forward with this and come up with the 10 Republican votes needed to go along with all 50 Democrats to get that 60 vote threshold that will be needed to pass this bill and get it to the president's desk. Even though the Republicans have said clearly they're not going to vote on this procedural motion to move ahead with the bill today. So the question will be, should we read into that failure that this bipartisan deal is really dead and there's no hope to revive it? Or should we read into that failure that Republicans and Democrats are still hammering out the final details, trying to get an actual text legislatively for a bill to be put together? And that by the end of this week or the beginning of next week, there can be a vote on that bill, and that vote will get the bipartisan support needed to get it to the president's desk. There is going to be a moment in time in this presidency when Joe Biden is going to have to make a decision. Give up on this bipartisan approach and just collapse the hard infrastructure into the other big human infrastructure reconciliation bill that they are planning to pass with Democratic votes only. Right now, it's about a $3.5 trillion domestic spending bill. Add in this infrastructure piece and just get the whole thing done, some $4.5 trillion worth, with Democratic votes only. But Joe Biden has not made an indication that he's at that place yet. And Chuck Schumer is trying to apply as much pressure as possible for Republicans not to dilly-dally and actually show their cards and commit to voting for this. Now, what Senator Susan Collins, the Republican from Maine, has said is that she and 10 other Republican senators are going to send a letter to Schumer committing that they will vote to advance the infrastructure bill on Monday if a deal is finalized. Mitt Romney and other Republicans indicate they think a deal can be finalized by the end of this week or through the weekend. So Republicans are saying, why is Chuck Schumer holding this vote if it's going to go down and it's going to perhaps poison the well for this bill in some way? Chuck Schumer's retort is, some kind of tactic is needed here to keep everyone moving this train forward, and he thinks that procedural vote today is that tactic. This is not going to last for weeks, folks. This is just going to last for a few more days, and we will have our answer. Either this is within reach for Joe Biden's presidency to get this kind of bipartisan deal, or it is not, and it will be a determinative moment in the Biden presidency. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening, and please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. And also be sure to tune in to CNN tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern to see Don Lemon's presidential town hall with Joe Biden as the president takes questions from here in the heartland. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.